And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, and today we're catching up with Norwalk Girls Basketball Assistant Coach Tony Birmingham. And Tony, we're just a couple days away now from the Warrior Girls season opener against Urbandale. It'll be the first of three non-conference games before Thanksgiving. How has the team been looking so far in this first week plus of practices and scrimmages?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks, Mike, for having me on. It's always fun to talk basketball and talk about our program. We started last Monday, the 11th, with practice. So we've been going at it for a little over a week, and we've been just trying to get better each and every day. That's kind of been our motto, you know, last year and through the summer and into this season, is just get a little bit better each and every day. And I think so far we've done that. You know, we're learning a lot of things about ourselves individually, and then us collectively as a team. So we've got some key returners, obviously, and then we've got some new faces as well. So it's certainly an exciting time in the program, and we're looking forward to, you know, challenging ourselves against some other teams and other competition. So looking forward to it.
And you were telling me this is going to be your fourth season now on the girls basketball coaching staff at Norwalk. So you've kind of seen some of the ups and the downs, and then last year's team going from 6 wins the year before to 18 wins and a trip to the regional finals. Besides, you know, a lot of returning girls getting a lot better, well, you know, what were some of the big factors last year that enabled the team to make that big jump?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, first and foremost, the number one reason and clearly the most obvious reason is the addition of Coach Segrist. You know, having his knowledge and having his passion be a part of our program was something that certainly in the 4 years that I've been on staff, or I guess it'd be the 2 years prior to him joining our program, that passion and that knowledge and that care for the individual and the team just wasn't where it needed to be and wasn't there. And so with the addition of Coach Segrist, it was just awesome to see how one person can have such a great impact on a bunch of girls, and really just change the mindset and change the kind of the temperament of everything that the program touched. So it just, he brought a lot of new ideas, a lot of energy, a lot of things that were just missing from the program previously. And certainly that's the biggest reason for the success and the turnaround from, you know, 6 wins in 2022, 2023 to last year, having 18 wins and certainly, you know, feeling like we had every chance in the world to get to a state tournament, and obviously fell a few points short, you know, at Lewis Central, but also, you know, there's a couple games throughout the season that, looking back, you know, if we're honest with ourselves, if we would have, you know, changed a few things or things would have fallen a little differently in those games, we would have certainly put ourselves in a better position to play at Wells Fargo.
As we look forward to the 2024-2025 season, expectations are very high. You know, most of the whole team back. You've added players as well. In what ways do you see this team being even better this season?
Yeah, certainly we've got a lot of girls returning, a lot of girls that played significant minutes last year and in previous years as well. And then, you know, we have a couple move-ins, one from Valley and one from out of state, that will certainly contribute to the success of our program and are already becoming, you know, pretty integrated and gelling real well with the returners. And then a good freshman class. And, you know, we have some high expectations from the freshman class as a whole. And there's, you know, my other daughter, my youngest daughter, Braylon, was certainly, as a coaching staff, expecting some big things out of her. She's, you know, been playing basketball for a long time and has had some success on the summer level with some really, really good teams with all out attack. And certainly we look for her to help continue to move our program forward. And, you know, it feels good from a program standpoint to have, you know, good conversations and people talking in a positive light about our program, you know, but we always try to remind our players and our girls that, you know, while we certainly want to listen to it and feel good about it, we also want to keep the mindset that we haven't earned anything yet. You know, our hope is to make a lot of those people that are saying good things about us correct in the end, but a lot of hard work and a lot of things are going to have to continue to fall into place from this program to get those accomplished. So we certainly appreciate the praise that a lot of organizations and people are giving us, but we also want them to understand that we haven't proven anything yet. We've kind of adopted a motto this year from Coach Segrist that we really want to walk the walk, kind of a play on words with Norwalk, but there's a lot of talking that can be done and is done throughout the course of a season, but we want to focus on walking the walk and taking care of things we can control and, kind of proving our worth through our play on the court.
Let's talk about your role as assistant coach a little bit. What kind of specific responsibilities do you have during practices and games and, just kind of working hand in hand there with Coach Segrist?
Yeah. So I'm the head JD coach and then one of the assistant coaches on staff that, we all kind of share roles. Specifically, one of my roles during practices, I focus a lot with our skill development. A lot of the early stuff we do on the floor with that practice is focused on skills, whether it's, ball handling or shooting or scoring. A lot of that falls kind of on my lap to organize and get things going. So that's kind of an area that I've grown to really learn and try to always keep up with the newest and latest, if you will, because that's an ever-changing world, especially in girls basketball, because girls are just becoming so good at basketball. If you look, we're so blessed to live in a state like Iowa where girls basketball is just unbelievably talented, and there's a lot of things. If you go to a gym and watch a game, you can pick up on different things that you can implement within your own program. So skills is one part that I really provide some addition to. And then, our staff and it's unbelievable. Like we talked about, this is my fourth year. Our staff gets along so well. The amount of knowledge that we have on this staff, starting with Coach Segrist and Coach Wiederbrand and Coach Benshoff. Coach Wiederbrand, this is his third year, and Coach Benshoff, this is her second year. She's the assistant JV coach along with me. And then, you add Bert Hansen, who is a Hall of Famer, and just adding a wealth of knowledge to our program. It's our staff is amazing. It's really rewarding, but it's also a little challenging and intimidating because there's so much knowledge that you really have to be on your game, because at any time you're going to have someone kind of questioning you and calling you out, trying to get you thinking in a different light or a next level or whatever it is. So it's the staff we have is awesome, and it makes it so fun for us as coaches to come to work every day. And I think that certainly rubs off on the girls and gives them kind of that confidence that the coaching staff is on the same page, and so that gives them a lot of confidence for them to be on the same page of the court as well.
Well, before I let you go, Tony, we got to talk about the unique situation that you're in as both a dad and a coach out there. Your oldest daughter, Bailey, state's leading scorer last year. Now Braylon enters the program, as you mentioned, as a freshman with some pretty high aspirations, already received a Division I offer over the summer. How are you able to balance your role as both the coach and father out there, especially in the heat of the games?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful question, and certainly something I have to continue to evaluate and balance, because it's definitely not easy. Certainly, if it weren't for my wife, things would look a lot differently, because she has the perspective, and she has, she kind of has that balance from me that really helps remind me that I am their coach, but first and foremost, I'm also their dad. So a lot of credit goes to her and helping me kind of maintain that understanding, because the big thing, as a father, obviously first and foremost, because I'm a father before I'm a coach to them. And the biggest thing is, I've told them growing up, and I'll continue to tell them, is I love them no matter what, regardless of their performance. So I think just having them understand that their performance doesn't dictate my feelings towards them as their dad. So, I think we have that understanding. So that makes things a lot easier. But as you said, things get competitive. Both of the girls are super competitive, which is great. But obviously, myself being a pretty competitive person too, we sometimes can, emotions can run high. And the nice thing for us as a family, and I include my wife in this, is no matter how heated things might get or how competitive things might get, there's always an understanding that whatever's being said is first and foremost out of love, and it's out of wanting to see the other person get better. You know, I challenge both girls, and I have, you know, essentially their entire basketball lives. I've been their coaches since they were, you know, kindergarten and first grade, and I've really challenged them and tried to push them and just help them understand that everything I do and everything I try to get them to do is to make them better as people and better as basketball players. And it's really fun to see, because our relationship with both of them, my relationship with both of them has really grown, you know, both through basketball and just through life. And it's been really fun. It's been fun as a father to see their relationship with each other grow. You know, they're separated by, you know, three grades, so they've never played basketball together on the same team. So this is a unique opportunity this year for them to play on the same team for the one and only time. I know they've really embraced that and kind of understood kind of the cool reality that they get to have. So they've really pushed each other, which has been great to see. You know, Bailey's always been very self-driven and competitive, and now it's cool to see her and Braylon compete, you know, in workouts and skills, and then you know, on the basketball court too. I think you know, they've grown as sisters, certainly, and it's been fun for my wife and I to see their relationship really grow, and certainly looking forward to it continue to grow.
Well, Tony, you kind of answered a lot of my last question there, but just to add on to that, you know, they haven't played on the same team, but I'm sure they know, they've played together enough that they know each other's tendencies and strengths very well. Do you expect to see that come out on the court pretty early?
Yeah. You know, they're both, you know, very smart basketball wise and, you know, do a lot of good things that we definitely try to exploit and implement within our offense and within our structure. So they are learning quickly, and they continue to learn at trying to get each other in the right positions and knowing what each other's strengths are and knowing where each other, you know, likes to be, and knowing kind of the tendencies that each other has to hopefully benefit, you know, either themselves and their teammates, certainly when it comes to helping our team. So, you know, as a coach, you never want to say that they're doing it perfect, because there's always things you can get better at, but they're certainly learning and growing each and every day, which is all we can really ask of them.
Last thing, Coach, just how excited are you for this season to get underway?
Yeah, certainly. We are super excited as a program. You know, I'm personally really excited. Just the amount of excitement surrounding our program, both within our program, you know, there's a lot of external excitement too, from other students and staff and community members and family and friends. So it's really exciting. We're really looking forward to getting the season started officially on Friday. You know, we understand, you know, the cool thing, but also it's a challenge that we haven't faced as a Norwalk girls basketball program before. Is, you know, we've always kind of been overlooked. You know, people in the past, when they see Norwalk on their schedule, they looked at it as an easy win. And you know, we felt like we kind of changed that a little bit last year, and we certainly understand this year that we are circled on people's schedules, and no one will be overlooking us. And that's a challenge for us, because we, you know, we've earned that. But now we have to back it up and be ready to play when we get the best shot from everyone else on our schedule.
Well, that's been Norwalk girls basketball assistant coach Tony Birmingham on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate everything you do for our program, and thanks for your coverage of Norwalk girls basketball.